Pugh and MacDonald, were these pleasing people to talk to? I mean, if you sat and talked to them, were they friendly people and you'd never suspect them if you encountered them?
MacDonald, I would say I wouldn't even talk to him. Well, I tried to talk to him, but he never would even talk to me. He looked mean, looked sadistic, was mean, was sadistic. He was everything he looked to be and what he did. Murderer, bomber, you name it, thief. Lester Pugh, he and his wife had been sort of the stars of Glenpool High School. Some of them are shorter, like me. But he had been the sportsman down there. She was the beauty queen, and she was a very pretty lady. They had what he called his little ranch down by Glenpool. Go down the Okmulgee Beeline and hook a right, go off to the west there, not very far. They had an old house on some land down there, and he had some cows. Matter of fact, Frank Thurman used to say, you know, Lester Pugh's got the most unusual cows in the world. They'll give multiple births two or three times a year. I think it was Frank's way, bless his heart, saying that there may be some stolen cattle on that property. Lester's folks had a grocery store at Glenpool. Lester and his wife were popular. And I think probably the bootlegging business got him into the wrong side. Would he talk to you? Oh, yeah, and it could be very pleasing, humorous. But I'll call your attention to the fact that, again, you could not, in later years, put any trust in what he was saying to you because he had every motive to protect himself. On one of the occasions, Frank Thurman, Frank Hagedorn, and I took Lester Pugh out of the Tulsa County Jail to drive him back to Arizona, back to his 30-year sentence there, because they had been keeping Lester down at the state penitentiary while all these trials were going on. So they didn't spend so much money flying people back and forth, back and forth. Frank got word that Lester had bought privileges inside the penitentiary, that he had him a job lined up, that he had what they would call green money on the yard, meaning that he's loaned out money. So one day, Frank says, we got to get him out of here. Let's take him back. They brought him back to the Tulsa County Jail. Then the next day, me and Thurman and Hagedorn in Thurman's car went down and got Lester, and we start out. He said, where are we going? And I said, we're going to the penitentiary. And I had these papers from governors on both sides. He said, oh, okay. And he wasn't bothered at all. And he was sitting beside me in the back seat. And we went down like you're going to go on the Okmulgee Beeline. And instead, when we got to Skelly Bypass, we get up there and he's talking, oh, yeah, I'm going back to penitentiary, blah, blah, blah. And he made remarks like how he thought I was a great actor. He said, you put on a real show acting these cases, you know.
In the courtroom.
Yeah, in the courtroom. Oh, yeah. So we're just talking. And all of a sudden, Thurman, when he hits Skelly Bypass, he hooks a right like he's going out to the turnpike gate. And boy, you talk about the change of day and night. He said, well, I thought we were going to penitentiary. I said, we are. Which penitentiary? I said, hey, we're going back home to Florence. You're kidnapping me. This is kidnapping. You can't do that. I took my papers on my box. I said, look at these, Lester. I said, this is for you right here. Well, he was mad at us. He made some comments. So there's at least two guys in this car. When I get out, I'm going to take care of them. You know, stuff like that. I pass that off as just being the criminal talking this way. You learn a lot about him at that time. He boasted to me about how Mary Jo, his wife, was not aware of some of his criminal activities because he hid it from her and the kids. He was so proud of that one boy who would keep it a secret, too, about what he knew. And I thought, that's sad. I mean, real sad. But whenever I'm down there after he got captured in Texas and coming that robbery and they publicized that he had been sitting on my house, he denied all that. Oh, buddy, you don't believe that junk. You know, we've known each other a long time and blah, 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 you know, that type of stuff. We're old buddies.
Right.